Welcome to the Unverified Podcast. I'm your host, Shimmering Potato, and with me is my co-host, the ever-so-spooky Spooky Wagon. How you doing, Spooky?
Not too bad today.
Yeah? You know what we're going to discuss today?
I do, and I'm so excited.
Are you excited?
I am so excited. I've been waiting a while for this.
Yes, I can't wait for, you already know, Sons of the Forest, which is a sequel to The Forest that we enjoyed playing.
At times.
At times, yes.
There were times when, oh man, I swear.
Oh yeah, tunnels. You're talking about the times where we fall into like our deaths, pretty much.
Oh gosh. Well, some of us did. Some got lucky.
Oh yeah, I definitely got lucky.
I'm dead. No.
Yeah, Spooky. You know what I love about the forest?
What's that?
The atmosphere.
Like how it was eerie, or
how it was eerie, how it just felt like, you know, you're stranded on an island besides, you know, us together, you know. It felt fun. I felt there were some mechanics I didn't like stuff respawning in terms of like at the plane crash. I mean, it made sense, but at the same time it's like, I wish I can lose stuff permanently.
I mean, it kept, yes, I agree, to some extent. As far as the atmosphere, I felt that it was a little misleading. Like, there were moments when it just looked gorgeous. The graphics, the god rays, like, it was just like, wow, this is a really nice forest. And you turn to your left, and I think that's part of what made it eerie, is, like, you turn to your left, and there's a cannibal dude, like, right there. Like, there's no indicator.
Always
on you. It was really bright. Well, yeah, always on me. But what I also liked was the weather-changing dynamics in the game. Like, there would be thunderstorms, and they'd be chasing you. Like, there's no... It just adds to the realism of it.
Yes, I agree. I like the realism, too. Well, you know, it's a game, but I like the realism they kind of added to it. I did not like the armor system, though. I hope that changes.
Yeah... Well, I mean, we kind of got a taste through the story. Without any spoilers, you're not just on an island. So there's a huge story with the forest if you've never played before. But there are some very high-level intelligence with the game. And there's scientists, there's military. So I think with the next one, Sons of the Forest, there's going to be a little bit more... modern technology that you're going to possess throughout the game.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And armor crafting, things like that.
I hope they added more systems as well. I hope the AI is a little bit smarter, in a sense, because there were times when I felt like they were dumb, where they didn't act like it was intended to. And I really hope the crafting system evolved as well. I know we both love crafting and video games and survival.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope they up it up.
What is it called? It's the path that AIs take. It's like rushing or flooding. I forget what it's called.
I don't remember the term.
It's a very simple term. But...
Pathing?
It is pathing, but it's a type of pathing. Like, there's games that you can play, like those giant war simulators where it's like 10,000 versus 10,000, and they flood auto, like they auto flood to each other. So it is pathing that sometimes was broken in the forest. But I feel like this one, with all the new updates to all the pathing that they add to games, it's going to be a lot more fluid. Like, if you run over a tree stump, they're not just going to like run around it, they're going to jump over it just to get to you, kind of thing. They're going to be very reactive to the player.
Yes, I hope that is the case.
You can't just lose them after, you know, doing some zigzag lines and make them dizzy. And I also feel like their field of view is going to be a lot better, because I've noticed that with games over the last 2 years, like aggro distance is definitely gotten a lot better.
Yes,
there's some of those games. Go ahead.
I hope there's consequences in crafting as well. Like, you know, you're building your base. Like, before, they would also they there was consequences, obviously, where they would actually find you based on the settlement you're building. That's why we build on an island. I hope consequences of being we can obviously turn it off, but just resource being limited because it makes it harder.
Yeah,
Or
it
they
was.
actually destroy stuff even faster.
Yeah, they did destroy, but I think that yeah, that had a sense to do with us taking away from their land. I don't know the specifics of it. Because there were times when we would clear an entire field and only see like one or two, and then there's times where you take one
Yeah.
tree down and it's like, oh no.
You get
Here,
a whole pack on you.
take your
Yeah.
bush back. I don't want it.
I do wish, like, you cut down a tree and they hear it, and then you start hearing them trying to investigate, you know?
Yeah,
I
it
hope
have
they
to be
add something like
very
that.
cautious about building your
Yeah.
survival areas.
I do hope they change it. I wonder if it's going to be a new island. I doubt it. I honestly doubt it. But I hope I wish it's a new island of new threats instead of rehashing, going back. Maybe part one will be into the, coming back, and then part two, you have to go to a different island near it. Just because, you already know what to do if you're a veteran coming into this game. I hope they change that. Maybe add new bosses where you think you would be safe. Or we've seen some new ones, but from the trailer, they weren't aggro and you're in their field of view.
Speaking of that, Potato and I have already watched the trailer. That's going to be for a select amount of viewers. But I do want to talk about a few of those things because that goes hand in hand with what we were talking about with aggro, the atmosphere elements in the game that are going to be new challenges to veteran players and new challenges to players that have never played before. And one scene in particular I want to revisit is the one that I'm on right now.
So 19
And
seconds in the trailer, if you're
yes,
listening.
19 seconds. The first thing that I see are solar panels.
Oh, is that solar panels?
I see solar panels.
How do you get solar panels on an island? I mean, I don't know how to make solar panels. I'm sure you can.
Well,
Spooky, knowing you.
I can't
You
make
can, I
glass.
can't.
I know how it's made ish, but from just this scene right here, I'm going to make an assumption that it is the same island, but what's new are seasons. Seasons are new, and I feel like this is parts taken away from the facility. I don't want to
That
spoil the first one,
could be
but
true.
I mean, if you look right here, because I'm sharing my screen, you can obviously see this. This is that the hide stand where you can dry out meats
Yeah.
and hides.
Yeah.
That was from the first game as well. But the solar panels are new. So I feel like that's going to
There's.
be have to something you'd have to craft or supply for, and you can see the fence in the background.
Going off what you said about the seasons, you remember the snow? Like, there's a part of the map where there's actual snow. I really hope frostbite is a thing as well. I don't recall because we never really stayed in that area long enough to find out.
There was no need to in the game.
Yeah, there is. We just stay there for like 2 seconds. I hope the lake freezes over as well
Ooh,
during
yeah,
these seasons.
seasonal
That way you
freezings.
can, run across it, but be cautious because it can break.
Ah.
And I also hope, the turtle shells that we collect for rain catching water and all that, I hope that freezes over too. So that means you're limited as well for water and you have to find a
Oh, yeah.
source.
You bring up a great point that that's something that you don't see much in survival crafting open world games is weather playing a massive effect on your story. I mean, yeah,
Yes.
if it rains, you're wet, you need to stay warm, start a fire. That's kind of cliche to games now to a certain extent, but something
That's just
like
basic
frostbite and
now.
freezing over water, like, oh
Yeah.
no, how do you get water?
Like in GTA, rain does affect driving, at least. Everything else it doesn't because of GTA. Most games, like survival, I don't really see. Like you get lose sanity and don't starve whenever you're in rain, I'm pretty sure. And then if you're a certain character, you'll start losing health. But I hope in the forest, you start getting cold, you're losing heat, and all that, frostbite takes effect. That means you lose out on damage or something, have a negative modifier. Where I also saw in the trailer where you're at now, 20 seconds, you can see the like four three-legged monster lady. She's shivering. I wonder if cannibals will be less likely to appear during these times because, you know, they're naked. They're always naked. You rarely see them with clothes, except for in the beginning. And then around day seven, you know, some other ones, mutated ones, will come out. I do hope that plays a factor as well in this.
One, two things I wanted to bring up about this scene, which is just a few moments after the first one we stopped at. One, she is not aggro. We can tell it's a
Yes.
she, and she is shivering as almost as if you, here, I'm going to scroll back. I want you to see this.
We go back to 19 seconds. Yep.
Okay, so she's standing beside the post, and you can see, of course, the solar panels. There's a few new elements here. But if you go back up to like 20 seconds, she's moved out from the post. Like she's approaching you slowly, but she's cold. It almost looks like she needs you for something. I don't feel
Yeah.
like that this is an enemy.
I feel like
And
maybe they added some friendlier ones where you can both benefit. Maybe you give her some food and she'll become, you know, like an ally in a sense
I think
and
she's a part
scaring
of the
off.
story.
You think she's part of a story? You think
And
she's
she's.
like.
I see her multiple times throughout the trailer, and she's not aggro ever, and it's almost as if you're defending her.
Yeah, maybe she's like, you know, like an ally. She hasn't completely turned, like lost her mind. Maybe she's like, spoilers from, you know, the first game. You know how you had to sacrifice Timmy for, and or Timmy was sacrificed for a dude's daughter, and you get to kill her. Maybe she comes back to life. In a sense, we don't know the time skip between the game. We don't know if you're playing as Timmy. We don't know who you're playing as.
Ooh,
You
potato,
don't
you're
know if
right.
you're the dad still or what.
Yeah,
We really don't
we don't
know.
know the character yet. But that brings
Yes.
up another great point. We had to kill that girl. She turned into the beast that we killed. Maybe this is
Yes.
what's left of her.
Yeah, maybe she
All
actually
alone.
survived. We don't know.
Ooh,
But
potato,
I'm
I
pretty
like where
sure
you're
she had
going.
black hair instead of
Well, I mean,
blonde.
it's a little hard to tell.
Maybe she's
Maybe
bald.
she's
I
older.
can't.
Oh, that's another. Okay, so well,
I
she's
think she
got
does have
something.
clothes.
And she's got clothes on.
She has boots.
Here's another good scene. She's relaxing on the shore beside the water.
Yes, 24 seconds in. And you can
24
see you have
seconds
a
in.
crossbow as well.
Yeah, a really nice looking crossbow.
I don't think we got the crossbow till later in the first game. It's been quite a while since we actually played.
But that was a buildable. That wasn't, this is like a military issue crossbow.
Yeah, so I don't know if you actually crash land with some of the equipment. I noticed you had a new axe in the first trailer at least. So maybe you come actually prepared this time. And it looked like it. You had people with you, military people. And here in the trailer, 26 seconds, you can tell she has like a dress on from what it looks like a sundress.
And she's got a third arm and a third leg.
So she
What
mutated even more.
another nice thing is the
Talk.
the mist, the fog
Yeah.
from the waterfall. Like that's definitely nice. The
Yeah,
natural
the
elements
atmosphere.
of the the
Yeah,
atmosphere,
it adds into it. It
particles.
also, like in the beginning of the trailer as well, like when you land, you have a phone with a GPS.
Oh yeah, right off the bat, we completely missed that.
Yeah. And then also digging is a new element because I don't recall ever digging. So we get a shovel. And oh, and then the pistol. Around 28 seconds, you have a pistol. And before, you can only build like an old-fashioned pistol.
Oh,
So.
20, 30 seconds. He's wearing clothing.
Is that clothing?
It looks
I
like
thought it was just
clothing.
painting. I noticed you shoot him. He's approaching you, and then you just blast him.
But the nice thing is, though, he's holding a weapon. He's walking towards you, but he's not aggressive. You know, it's
Yet.
like he's testing his boundaries. And then you fire a warning shot or shoot him. I'm not quite sure. That's a hard one to see. Oh, that guy's got
And the other
blue
guy's
eyes.
not aggro either. Like at 32 seconds, he's just standing there.
Yeah, I like the rain effects showing wet surfaces. That's nice.
This kind of reminds me of like Green Hell now in terms
Oh,
of.
yeah, she does have blonde hair. Look at that. Okay. Yeah, see, it looks like you're defending her. No, that's so she's got three arms.
35 seconds, it looks like a flashback sequence, at least, based off the color effects, you know.
I think that's like lightning.
Bluish snow. Is it lightning? Oh, yeah. Okay, that is lightning. Okay. Yeah, I hope they don't pull a cyberpunk and where the graphics end up turning like poop on console. Even though we're PC players, you know, we hope the best for everyone.
We are keeping our fingers crossed. I must say, though, dude, I really do like how misty the forest is at night when it rains.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it makes it scarier.
In a sense.
Like, I mean, before, it was kind of cheesy scary for me. The only scary part, really, was when, like, you're just out at night exploring, and then suddenly you get hit from behind.
Yeah, or you hear the scream.
Yeah, you hear the screams. And you're just like, oh, gotta get back to base.
Run!
Yeah, and you can see in at 38 seconds, one of the guys you shot, he's crawling backwards, terrified of you. So it looks like he knows they're like what the gun is capable of doing.
Yeah, that is that. Interesting.
Because before, I don't think when they were scared, they kind of just like I don't know, move their shoulders back and forth and then walk backwards a bit and then slowly creep back up to you. He's scared when he's tripped up or something.
I do want to point this out. Look over here in this direction as I play this. Yeah,
30 seconds.
She's helping a wounded person.
Huh.
Like, it almost seems like the cannibals are a little bit more compassionate towards one another's well-beings.
I think that is the one you shot.
I'm just saying either one of these two, but yeah. I don't think this almost looks like a female.
Yes. So there's new elements to the AI in what they're doing. It seems like they're not crazy. Maybe Sons of the Forest is just like a rebirth in a sense for these cannibals and the native people because they don't seem aggro like they used to before.
Or is just aggro or standing in hibernation?
Yeah.
There's a little bit more dynamic to their character now, which is nice. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Here's your digging.
Yeah, so at 41 seconds, he starts digging. I don't know if that's like a new mechanic that we'll have where we have to search for clues. And then here at 48 seconds, he uncovers a vault. So he wipes it down and then press play, Spooky. And as he opens it, he'll notice it's like a bunker. And then there's like a room, like a living room. You can pause. And it looks like it's like a house, like someone's lived here recently. It doesn't look like it's old. It looks brand new. It wasn't in the first game at all.
No, absolutely not. And it doesn't even have the same ambience as the first game at all. This is new, 100%.
This is like a bunker that someone has lived here for at least maybe the time skip because they made it look like home. Maybe this is like a test bunker. Like, what do you call it? You always have like a... what do you call it, Spooky, when you do tests? It's unaltered.
I'm not quite sure.
Yeah,
you just like Nuketown almost. You know, they set up a mock city or something.
You have someone survive at least. Maybe that's what's happening. We don't know. Because it looks kind of newer in age. There's a blue screen. We don't know what it's saying clearly.
There is alcohol on the table. It does look like. Yeah. It does look an absolute mess in here, though. Like, it's a clean home.
And I think at the... So, at 56 seconds, on the right side, in the back, it looks like a gun shelf or, like, a weapon shelf to me.
In the kitchen? Like, a stash. Yeah.
So, maybe this is where you can find and set up a base. If not, whatever. Live out and survive.
But this maybe may be a place to pull components from.
Yeah.
Extremely interactive. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Yeah, that does look... maybe a window. Not sure.
Fridge. Maybe it's a fridge.
It does look like a fridge.
Yes. But I mean, I got my hopes up, you know. I like we'll secret see. Gun... Like closets, you know?
Secret gun closets.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're in down the hallway. Actually, I'm going to go back. See if I can see something here.
What time?
Wonder if that's at 58 seconds. These pictures look like the pictures of the island. Possibly.
Yeah, what if possibly
Oh yeah, that's one of the that's the lake.
what if the dad's here and he had a bunker built? Maybe you're trying to find your dad again, or your relative, and he's been on the
Well,
island for
that's another
research.
spoiler alert, but yeah, we did sacrifice ourselves to save Timmy. So Timmy lived, but we're still on the island.
Well, no, there's different scenarios, so we
Oh
don't know
yeah.
which one's canon. So
I
we
wonder if you get to
obviously
pick your story in the beginning. Well, we'll see.
maybe.
All right,
Now,
let's
I do
see
say
here. That's
this kind of
frustrating.
reminds me of Phasmophobia just because of how dark it is.
Yeah, could be.
And then, okay, pause 101 and a timestamp. He picks up a mask. You know what that mask reminds me of? Him
No.
carries the mask.
It does. It does a little bit. It does seem to be a little bit more natural. Or actually, what is, this looks like a 3D printer, but that's like a
Yeah,
blood
look
drop.
on the computer. And look, there's Timmy's toy right there.
Yeah,
It's
that's
3D
Timmy's
printed.
toy. So this does
And it
tie to
has a broken
Timmy.
arm. And so the mask, it has like a time on it, 0.005, 10 milliliter available in 90 milliliter color red. Maybe you can customize your mask.
Or maybe it gives you abilities.
Maybe. So press play. So clearly that's going to be important. The crafting, I like how you split the wood at
Oh,
103
I am
into
so
halves.
excited for that.
So I wonder if you can actually just, cut it in half too.
I'm so
All
thrilled
right.
about this.
So hopefully the crafting system has improved as well. Yeah, I hope the crafting system has improved as well. Like I see you split the wood in half when you cut it down at 103. And that looks so dope.
It looks like he's placing it, like that's so smooth.
Yes, I think
I've
he's
never
building
seen a
like a
crafting system like
foundation.
this. Yeah. Like it just snaps right into place.
Yeah,
Oh, and
so
that right
pause
there.
at
Oh.
106. At 106, he's cutting out like a window, it looks like, for his base. Like he's cutting off like a section of it so that can be a window. And then he
It does
pushes
look
it
like that,
off.
yeah. It just kind of splits it and knocks him.
Yeah.
You know what else is
This looks
nice
like.
too? Look at the texture of the wood where it's been cut and the bark.
The graphics look amazing. Hopefully it's just not, the cinematic version of it.
Yeah, gameplay and cinematic are a little different. Well,
Yeah.
sometimes a lot different, but we've played the
This was a
first one.
gameplay.
It does look like gameplay.
Yeah, so go play. Yeah, and he pushes it off really neat. And then you can see his base at 109, what he's building. And you can tell in the background that there's natives trying to knock it down.
Can you?
Yeah. So
Oh
go
yeah, look
back
at
to
that. Look at
108.
that right here.
108, yeah. Right there, top left. See two
Nice.
of them. They're investigating, which
This
I
looks
hope
like
they
a
do.
newer X too.
Yeah. That looks like the one you find and like towards the end. Like an
Yeah.
endgame axe. So
All right, I'm gonna
pray.
go ahead.
Then pause at 110. A big dude is just knocking, ramming his shoulder into the door. We don't know what for.
Aggressively, like almost
I
insane.
wonder if they can loot you as well. That'd be so cool. I wouldn't mind being robbed if that was the case.
Yeah. You know what? So far, I'm gonna have to say this. Sons of the Forest seems more involved with the forest crafting, surviving, and cannibals than the forest did.
Oh,
The
yeah.
forest was great. But there, it almost seemed like you were like me and you surviving, crafting, open world, or more like our buddy Rock. I'm gonna get in, I'm gonna beat this game in 20 minutes. Watch me. So
I think
this
he was
doesn't
looking
seem
more
like
for
that.
exploration. We were more in the survival aspect. We want to
Yeah.
survive as long as possible and drag us out.
Because I think you could tell with the forest that after about your first 5 hours of playing, that this game could be very easy to win. No matter any skill level, console, PC, if you've ever played a game like this before, it's not a difficult game to win after about 5 hours of playing and you understand what to
Yeah.
do. This one, however, seems a lot more
In depth.
in depth, like survival is going to be a challenge. And I also want to bring back, at least they're keeping zip lines.
Oh yeah, that was so fun. Remember the zip line that
Oh,
we that you made going
man.
back and forth with the logs? That way we don't have to
I
travel.
didn't know, dude. It took, we built like what, four bases before we found out you could put them on a zip line? I was so
Oh yeah.
mad. That's unacceptable.
So press play.
Oh, yes.
So there we just see people just ramming it, destroying your base. That happened in the forest, clearly. But they look like it's different because they're both not on the same side. That one's going at it from the outside, one on the inside, at least at 111. So that could be something new for AI.
You know what else is nice too is that they're not breaking down. When you build in survival crafting games, it's usually item by item. If you build a fence section, it's one solid unit. What it looks like right here is that this breaks down into like each log has to be taken down. You can't just hit the fence 10 times and the whole thing destroys itself,
Right.
which looks really cool.
It looks like it's going to take them some time because they're not using any tools or anything. They're just like ramming their bodies at it. So,
Which is also equally terrifying.
yes. So go ahead and play. And then pause at, go back a little bit. Like 1 second. Okay, at 111, there's this terrifyingly long dude. Like his legs look massive. Like he has thunder thighs.
What are you, he's
And
standing on
like,
the wall.
is that his? No, is that his arm? Maybe that's his arm.
No,
I don't
that's his
know. It's hard to tell.
legs. These are his legs. This is his torso.
That's
That's his
terrifying.
head.
We don't know. This might be a new. Oh yeah, this is definitely his leg.
Look at him just
Yeah.
looking. Whoa, what
Yeah.
is
So,
that?
that's a log being thrown. So
Yeet.
maybe some of these cannibals or natives actually have abilities that differ in terms of AI. Like one of them can actually yeet logs at people. That'd be so
No,
interesting.
I'm not gonna lie. This is a future spoiler. We're gonna discuss this here in about, I'd say, 30 seconds, maybe less. There are some big looking cannibals in this one, like
Oh,
some
yeah.
massive dudes. So let's
All
see
right.
if we can get to one of them.
Go ahead.
Ooh.
Oh, pause. Yeah, 113. There's literally a native dragging a log. So maybe, and it looks like you have a shotgun too.
Oh yeah, look at that. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, it looks like a
Yeah.
shotgun. So maybe they steal your resources. Hold on, pause. False alarm. Okay, so at
Holy shit.
113, we're looking at two cannibals or natives. We don't really know. He's holding up a smaller one by the throat,
With one
and that
hand
looks
in the air.
terrifying. That is terrifying. He has
It
a
almost
mask
looks
on
like
from
two
ear to
different
foot.
tribes. Yeah, he's wearing a
Maybe
mask.
there's the tribe system as well.
Yeah, maybe there's different. Oh, wow. I just got to play this again. This is.
Maybe there's a hostile and the friendlies. Maybe this is
Yeah.
what it's about. It's like the true, which one's the true, sons of the forest. And they're kind of like a whole ideology is different. So therefore they're at war in a sense.
And it does look like they've destroyed your cabin at this point.
Yes. So press play.
God, he just throws them, dude.
Honey just throws him too. And then at 116, you put on the mask, and the other guy is just like
Kind of staring at you.
curious. He's curious. He's like, is he part of my tribe? Huh. So maybe it's like a de-aggro type thing. And then pause at 119. We see, is this a new monster?
Is, I've net, dude, that his mouth is its whole torso and face.
What that mouth do though?
Oh my God.
Yeah, so like, it kind of looks like fingers too, as like the feelers on the mouth. It's so weird.
And
And
the
this, you get a
stick.
stick.
No, so
Yeah,
this must be
stick.
like early on, but look at how it just kind of just emerges from the forest. Like you can't see that. If you're
Yeah, it
moving
looks like
quickly,
a
you
Venus
can't see that.
flytrap. So that's probably just gonna be a name. It's gonna be the Venus flytrap. And then you get a taser at 120, I believe they showcase 121, 120. You get the taser that can stun it from the looks of it. That looks interesting. I wonder how that mechanic will work. And then at 121, we see, is that one or two?
It looks like one set of legs, two torsos, four arms, two heads.
So maybe there is a tribe system of mutants. Maybe they're not aggro to each other yet that we can see. They're crawling, creeping. So maybe. And that's where the trailer ends. Interesting.
Sons of the Forest.
2021. I really, really can't wait for this game, Spooky.
Dude, I'm so excited. I mean, everything that we looked at, we know that there's snow. There's going to be crafting. There's new elements. I know I pointed this out before, the guitar.
Oh, that's a guitar?
Yeah, that's a guitar.
Interesting. I didn't see that.
We already know that you're going to have crossbows, guns.
Pistols. Yeah.
Weather is going to play a big part of this.
AI seems different. Like, maybe there's a tribe system. Maybe there's friendlies and hostiles. Maybe they evolve over time like it did in the forest, the first one. I really like the AI that they showcased so far.
Yeah, it looks intimidating.
It looks
this
smarter.
Game itself looks intimidating, but very inviting. Like the scenery. Oh, I just, man, I'm so excited.
Now we're going to talk about what we think is going to happen and maybe what they're going to do. You think they're going to start out right away what they did with the forest and just release it and then update it over time? Or you think they should just release it completely?
Obviously, I think they should release it and have it be a solid, complete game. Right. I don't know, because nowadays, people don't make second games or prequels, you know, or sequels. They make a game, and instead of making a new one, they just add updates and updates and updates and updates, which is fine.
Yes.
But you can't do that for, like, a game like this. You're on a limited island. You have limited resources to keep a crowd in, to keep people coming to the game. You need bigger.
Yes, because I hope I don't, like, I hope they just completely release it, because I've been burned by games that haven't been complete. I mean, obviously The Forest at the time was a single player game. Pause that, Spooky. Or close out. So, yeah, I've been burned by games that completely just don't release fully. It's early access. Obviously, it burns people out, really. I hope this is like a $35 game, honestly. It could be a $60 game. I would be fine with it.
I'd buy it.
And I'd buy it. I just hope, because there's another game we like called Grounded at release early access, and we've been burned by it because we want more content to it. There's nothing we could do after a certain issue, like for story wise, like we were just done in like 10 minutes, I'd say.
Well, and, I mean, I don't blame the game. Windows did great with the game. I think it's a beautiful game, and I have zero comments as far as something negative.
That's my only negative.
Well, it's not negative for me. I agree with what you're saying, but it's not negative to me. I think it's almost a industry standard at this point.
Yes.
Release a game and slowly have a trickle-down effect of content. It stops people from leaving the game completely. Because how many times have me and you gone back to that? Four or five times?
I mean, yeah. But we
for like an afternoon. Exactly. But we still do it. And then if someone's like, oh, hey, you know, how's Grounded? You know, I heard it's a cool game. We're going to be like, oh, yeah, it's been out about 6 months. You should check it out. It's fun. It's a cheap game. It's just a way to keep baiting people in.
Yeah, but there's also some developers. I'm not saying all developers are like this. They just stop updating the game. But I'm not saying the creators of The Forest will. I think they've done a phenomenal job, especially when they added multiplayer. This was originally a single-player game. I hope right off the bat there is multiplayer, because I would enjoy this more with, you know, you and our friends than I would say. Well, I would probably enjoy it single-player too, but I think it adds more suspense for all of us, keeping everyone alive.
I think with the way games are today, if they didn't at least do online co-op, this is going to be a tank.
I wouldn't say it's a tank. I think online games are fun, yes. But single player games has its charms as well. I enjoy Cyberpunk and you don't, obviously. We have our differences there. But I do think it's a change of pace. I hope, having more people has more consequences, because it didn't really feel like there was any in the forest.
Well, I'm going to go back to your co-op statement or your multiplayer statement. Yes, single players has it's got some charm. I will agree 100%. But there are games that I would love to play, but I don't purchase due to the fact that they don't at least offer online co-op. Like I would love me and you started playing The Forest. We got a couple people into it. We had a blast, right? If this was
Yeah.
single player, I doubt we'd be making this podcast today.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's true.
So it's
I do
something that
appreciate
we've
having
come to
an
love.
like I
But
think most games should come with an option to have multiplayer.
yeah, if you want to play single story, just single player, that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And I will say that to anybody. But there comes a point when if you want to play it with somebody you care about or somebody you enjoy playing games with, having that option makes it so much better. Being able to witness something firsthand, some of the most hilarious moments I've ever had gaming have definitely been in multiplayer or online co-op.
Oh yeah, for sure. Maybe we can have that as another discussion at some point.
Oh, online co-op?
Oh yeah, like this discussion online versus single player, the charms and all that. Maybe we can have something like that in the future. But yeah, The Forest is definitely one of my favorite games. I think Green Hell is another successor to it in terms of survival. Different company, same kind of atmosphere. But I hope this one tops it because I love AIs in games, and there are some games that are completely ruined immersion because your AI acts dumb. The Forest, hopefully, it's consistent in that sense, you know?
I think companies have started to build off of what they know they did good with and start dropping what fans don't like. Now, I'm not
Yes.
saying all games should be that way. And if you, I'm not saying if you like something, post it. If you don't like something, let them know. I'm just saying I think developers have started to realize you don't make a game for yourself, you make it for your fans. You know, people that like The Forest, oh, we're going to make another one. That's either going to be a real big hit or a real big miss, depending on the way you make it. And
Yes.
if 9 out of 10 people like the cannibals and want them more dynamic, you'd be crazy not to do it.
Now, this is going to be for our special viewers who can actually see the video. I'm going to show you a clip of our fun time that we had. I hope more times like this happen. So, Spooky, can you pull that up? I just linked you.
Yeah.
Click on the Twitch.
There's a jump there. Watch for
This is probably my favorite moment in streaming, is when we played The
it.
Forest. Spooky knows it. This is gonna be the rundown of it. So we're in the cave, right? And then we're going down. Obviously, there's a gap.
Oh,
Our friend
pretext. This
Tom.
is the forest, the first
Yes.
one.
Our friend Tom says, "Watch out,
A
there's a
gap.
gap." And Spooky says, "No." And then
No.
I look, I'm going towards it, I'm about to jump. And as soon as I jump, I realized I jumped too late. So I end up falling completely down the hole. And I thought I was dead. I literally thought I was dead. And I survive. But if you roll the clip,
There's
you'll
a jump
see
there. Watch
how
for it.
lucky I am.
No. Oh,
You
that
do
was
you,
like
Biff.
right here, isn't it?
You do you, Biff.
Ah, fuck. I'm dead.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dead,
Oh
dead,
no, I
and
fell in the
life's
water.
rough.
Man. I fell in the water. We're good.
How lucky
Calculated.
was that, Spooky?
In
Go
the
ahead and roll.
forest, you are one of the luckiest people I've ever seen. Like we've never been here before.
Oh yeah. First time exploring. I thought I was dead. I'm like, oh man, I'm fucking dead. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna have to restart everything. Oh God, I'm freaking out. And then it's a long fall too. It took me like 10, like 5 seconds of free falling before I actually hit water. Thank God for water. Am I right, Spooky?
Honestly, yes. I'm gonna go ahead and do something here really quick for our special viewers. See if I can get something here. Yeah, that should do it. Hold on. I'm trying to see if I can. Okay. Look at the difference between the dark shadings and the rough edges on the rock and stuff
Oh
between
yeah,
the first
those
one.
rocks look like polygons.
Yeah, they do. And the rope, like the
Yeah,
graphics are. Oh, and you're a little. It's something I didn't see in the other one.
so maybe that it's a hard mode for that as well. Maybe there's no
Could be.
HUD. Hopefully, I assume there will be just to make it easier on people, but I hope there's not. Like in Green Hell, there was not so much indication right away, because I remember Spooky always dying
I
in
wasn't
Green
always
Hell.
dying. Cody
You're
died
always
more than
dying
I
to
did.
witches. No, Green Hell, you didn't have Green Hell.
Oh yeah, Green Hell, Green Hell. I remember that.
Yeah.
You know, Green Hell was a fun game, but I mean, I take the forest 100-1 on that. Green Hell was
I mean,
great, but it had, like I said, it's one of those things. I'll call back to what I had said earlier on the podcast. You're kind of either one or the other kind of player. Like you're gonna, hey, I'm gonna try and get this game done and beat in like 20 minutes, or I'm really gonna enjoy the survival and crafting. And I
yes.
did that for both games equally. Like I really enjoyed them. But something I think the forest had over Green Hell was crafting, your
Yes,
building
I agree.
aspect.
I felt like some of the events, quote unquote, that Green Hell had, in terms of survival, there was every once in a while I felt like the danger wasn't exactly there compared to the forest. Obviously, you have to deal with the native tribes there and the wildlife. The only thing that really killed us a bunch was definitely like the jaguar coming out of nowhere,
Us.
killing Spooky, killing me, and then every time we come back alive, we'd end up dying because it's still there. That was annoying than anything. And I think the forest really made it difficult because there's different times of day they'll come out and kill you. As with Green Hell, it was kind of more calculated in terms of where and when they'll spawn.
But that's also two different kinds of survival. Green Hell
Yeah.
was more focused on personal survival. Like if you were to wake up tomorrow, you're stranded on an island, you're gonna need food, you're gonna need water. Oh no, you drank dirty water, there's parasites. What plant are you gonna eat? Which
Yeah.
is fabulous. I really enjoyed that. But those are two, I think, two different types of survival. The forest has more of a survival as in long term. The forest has more moment-to-moment survival tasks. It's raining,
Yeah.
you're cold, you need a fire. You've gone 10 minutes of gameplay without eating, you're starving. You know, which is great, but the forest has it's not as tedious on or taxing on a
Yes,
player from
in the player.
moment to
Yeah,
moment.
I agree. I agree. Like, having to deal with parasites, having to deal with hunger, having to deal with ant bites, having to deal with wounds. I think the wound aspect should be added into the forest as a mechanic because I think you should be injured to some degree and they have to deal with that, at least. Infection, I don't really care for. It's kind of hard to deal with it. And I think insomnia should play a role as well in the forest. You should be going crazier over time if you're not sleeping because we never really slept except to save or to pass time. But I hope, it adds that mechanic. It adds something new. It adds depth to what your character would do. Maybe if you're crazy like in Green Hell, hopefully the Sons of the Forest brings into that role of where more natives will start being more hostile towards you, or they're not really hostile towards you because you're crazy, you know? I just, I hope for new mechanics. I'd rather not have like a rehash, like I said. Same game, just updated. But I do hope there is some more, as we saw, there is, but I hope there's even more that we don't see.
I'm super excited. I'm going to, as soon as if I can, I'll pre-order the game. As soon as it releases, I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna be on. I'm very excited. And if you guys want us to do one of Green Hell, let us know. That's a game that we've kind of noticed for a while, and then one day we just kind of decided all, let's say, let's try it.
Now,
and that was really exciting too. I enjoyed that game.
Now, in order to see the visual of what we see, you're going to have to subscribe to our Patreon in order to see this.
Super, super cheap.
Yes. Well, we haven't set a price yet, but we're, you know, we want to build this podcast up and we need your support and we're thankful for your listening. And we want access to give you to what we behind the scenes kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, there's a ton of fun content coming. There's a lot of ideas. So we're going to keep it coming. We're going to keep it rolling.
Yes. And to plug in our Patreon, it is Unverified Podcast. So patreon.com/unverifiedpodcast, all one words.
One word?
One words, yes. And so I think, do you have any closing thoughts on this, Spooky?
Yeah, let us know if you guys want us to do another game, another trailer review, reaction. Let us know what you guys think about survival games. Let us know what you think about the Forest, Sons of the Forest, the first trailer, the second trailer. Let us know what you think. And if there's another game that you would like to introduce that we've never heard of, I'm always open to something new.
Oh yeah. And if you ever got, you know, want to hang out, chill with us, make sure you subscribe to our Patreon. So that'll give you access to our Discord as well.
Mm-hmm. Bunch of
and I think
people.
That's all we have for today on Unverified Podcast. Just remember, we're not verified in telling you what to do, what to listen to, and all that. We're just two dudes. We just love playing games. We like talking shit. We like talking about anything. I still don't know the outro, so...
We'll figure it out one day.
We'll figure it out one day. Thank you for listening. And as always, have a good day.